A cat is a hunter. There is no doubt about that. The fact that she is a hunter determines her behavior, her appearance, and how she perceives the world. How she sees the world, in turn, determines how she reacts to you. Many misunderstandings between humans and cats arise because we do not actually have the foggiest idea how a cat perceives her surroundings. For us, sight is very important, and we communicate with others primarily by talking. For a cat, scent is paramount, and he communicates primarily with body language. You can understand your cat's behavior much better if you know how his senses work. Smell. Smell is the most important sense for a cat, and a cat's sense of smell is much better than ours. Scientists don't know exactly how many different scents a cat can distinguish, but there must be thousands. A cat can smell in two different ways. Nose. The nose is used to detect scents in the environment, food, prey, other animals, and the like. A cat is so good at distinguishing between different smells that a recent article suggested cats could possibly be trained for search and rescue operations. Their smaller size and flexibility would allow cats access to places where a search and rescue dog can't go. Cats can probably also recognize chemical changes in their owners' bodies. Just think of cats who respond differently to a woman when she is pregnant. Mouth. Apart from her nose, a cat has an additional scent organ to perceive pheromones, as opposed to other scents, called the vomeronasal organ, or Jacobson's organ. It is a split in the roof of the mouth, directly behind the front teeth. Perhaps you've seen your cat sniff an object and then open her mouth, making a face as if disgusted. This is called the Flemmen response, and it actually opens the vomeronasal organ. A cat will do this only when she is triggered by a particular smell, usually urine. Why cats have these two different olfactory systems is not yet 100% clear, but we know that a cat's vomeronasal organ is devoted exclusively to analyzing the smells of other cats. Pheromones. Animals use pheromones to communicate with each other, or to evoke a specific reaction. Pheromones are species-specific, that is, cats can only detect the pheromones of other cats. A cat emits pheromones from scent glands located on her head, under the chin, near the cheeks, at the corners of the mouth, and near the ears, between her toes, around her anus, and where her back meets her tail. Urine also contains pheromones. Sniffing. Cats often preface their interactions by sniffing each other, even if they have known one another a long time. That's why it's so important to help cats exchange smells as a first step when introducing a new cat to a group. Cats recognize each other by their scents. Communication. Cats communicate through smell, for example, by rubbing their cheeks or head along an object, scratching things, leaving their poop in a conspicuous place, and of course, by spraying. The advantage of leaving your scent somewhere is that the message remains recognizable for a few days, even when you are not around. This makes sense considering cats' evolution as solitary animals. Leaving your scent is a more effective way of communicating than, say, meowing. It's like posting an ad on the grocery store bulletin board. A cat in heat, for example, can make it clear that she's on the prowl for a fine feline. A tomcat can smell that his arch enemy 2 yards over is ill, and thus, perhaps vulnerable. Although cats live much more closely together today, by necessity, than they did thousands of years ago, scent is still their most important way to tell each other something. Evolutionary changes don't happen very fast. Hearing. A cat's ears are extraordinary. The triangular outer ear, or pinna, and the ridged inner ear function together as a type of complex amplifier. A cat can move her 2 ears independently and turn them nearly 180 degrees, enabling her to better locate her prey.